episode 2235, consider it all joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a beautiful weekend. Finally, we have blue skies and sunshine. And you know what? You have that outside. How can you not have it on the inside? It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is a time of reflection where you can really begin to consider and look deeply within, as into your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Consider it all joy. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, James 1, verses 2 through 3 say this: consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Trials and tribulations seem to lead our everyday. Look at the crazy winter storm that hit the South, where millions were impacted, including us. But it's through these storms where you build your perseverance and endurance to sustain greater storms. And no, it's not just about those physical storms with the thunder and the lightning. Sometimes those storms are actually very beautiful. But you see, we have to take a step back in order to see their beauty. Because when we're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel that way. We feel lost, abandoned, alone, unloved, unseen, unheard. But you see, with all of this, consider it all joy. As I look back on my life, I have been blessed. However, has everything I've been through really been a blessing? No. There are some things that I'm like, seriously? You would sometimes want to wipe the slate clean. But when you go just a little bit further and you turn around, it's amazing what you see. You see, sometimes the lessons that we're to learn and the growth that's supposed to be had is not moving through the storm. It's reflecting back on the storm. That's how I choose to look at a lot of my life. Some would say it's my outlook on life. Others would claim it to be my mindset. Both are correct. But how I see my life is not through my limited human lens. I choose to walk by faith, knowing that God's got me. He's got me. No matter what comes my way, I know there is something within the chaos and craziness that will show up as a blessing. Consider it all joy. You see, joy doesn't come from what you do, but from how you choose to experience life and serve others. Joy is much deeper. Joy requires you and me to walk by faith. You know, it's interesting. I can remember so many times, and I'm talking about like hundreds of times, people are like, gosh, I wish I had your energy. You know, even when things are going crazy, you're just like happy. You've got this joy, you've got something, and I want it. If you could bottle that up, you would be a billionaire. And that has been said to me so many times. And so it got me thinking, as I was getting older, a little wiser, more children, more oopsies, more trials and tribulations, lots more blessings, many times to fall down and fail fast and get right back up. And I thought about that. And I was like, okay, if everybody sees that, what is different? What is within me that they see that they obviously don't think they have? Now, understand, I'm not judging them. I'm coming from their perspective looking at me. And so in reflecting on that, I was like, well, there's only one thing. What makes me happy? Well, it's not what I do. Do you think motherhood's easy? No. Have you raised five children? Maybe you've raised more. I can so empathize with you, right? But it's not about doing life right. It's not about being perfect. I've tried all those things. That is not where my joy comes from. Joy comes from being in the presence of God. Now understand this, I'm not saying that those who say that to me are not in the presence of God, but it's how I am relating to God in my everyday. I don't just have God show up when it's a 911 call. I just don't have God show up when it's Sunday morning service. I don't just have God show up on Wednesday evenings. I have God show up in my shower, when I'm on the toilet. I know, TMI. When I'm shopping for my lettuce in the grocery store. When I pass by a stranger who, even with a mask on, I can see in their eyes that there is something missing. They need to be seen. They need to be heard. They need a conversation. You know, I went out to support our local diners here. And yesterday we went out and had dinner. We had Chinese food. Yes, we do eat out, believe it or not. I am very health conscious, but I've got to say that they all ate out. I could not. So I went out and brought our youngest son with me, G-Man. And we went out and it was a long wait because very few restaurants were open. The water is still under a boil order. And with that boil order, some of the restaurants actually had to shut down unless if they had the capacity to be able to bring in their water or depending upon what they served and how they served it. So it was very limited. And our wait for our Chinese food was 25 to 30 minutes. It was a long wait. We saw customers come and go. We probably saw 20 in our time frame. There was one other restaurant right in the strip mall that we were in. And as we were sitting there, my son saw this gentleman almost slip and he's like, "Mom, that old man almost slipped." He said it respectfully, by the way. And I said, "Oh my gosh, is he okay? Did he actually fall down?" Because I was like, "Okay, we'll go up and we'll help if we need to." Because I parked far away. I've got a big vehicle and I wanted to stay out of everybody's sliding. I didn't want to be a part of it. People don't know how to drive, you know, in the South when it comes to ice. I don't like ice. And there was definitely snow and ice. So I was like, okay, we're going to be extra cautious. So I parked away from everybody. So he was watching. He goes, "No, but now all of a sudden they're looking for something." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "He must have dropped something." So my son continued to watch and watch and watch. Well, time passes and it's time to go get our meal. So I go in and pick up our food and come back out. And my son says, "Mom, I think you need to go help that man." And I said, "Why do you say that?" "They're still looking for whatever he dropped." And I said, "Okay." He goes, "Mom, you got eagle eyes. He needs you to go over and help him." I said, "Okay." I said, "Here's the food. Give me my phone just in case if I need the flashlight and we can see what happens." So now understand this. I went prepared in my big snow boots from up north, my big, huge Oompa Loompa jacket that I walk in when I'm freezing. So I look like the abominable snowman coming in to, well, I'm not sure what. But I was going in on a mission, but I didn't know what that mission was going to be. So I approached the man. I was wearing my mask. We were outside. He did not have a mask on. There were a couple other people trying to help him. And I said, "Excuse me, sir." I said, "What have we dropped?" And he goes, "Well, I dropped my key fob." I said, "Oh," which means he can't go anywhere, right? Everything is key fob. And obviously, he had a new car. And if you don't have your key fob, you can't get into your vehicle. So I was like, "Okay." I said, "How did you drop it? Where were you?" And so he walked me through just briefly. I mean, it was all of like 2.5 seconds. He told me what he did. And I just watched him and was very diligent at seeing where he did. And I said, "Okay." And the other people around me were digging and said, "Yeah, we it's got to be here somewhere. It had to have fallen." Of course, I asked the obvious kind of crazy question, "What color is your key fob?" Thinking back, I was like, well, that was kind of a dumb question, but that's for another episode. He goes, "It's black." I thought, well, you know, who knows? Maybe nowadays they come in bright red. I would have a bright yellow one. Why would I make one in black? But I thought, okay, right. Of course it's in black. Why would I think it would be any other color? So I began to dig in the snow. Now, I'm telling you this story, not because I want you to know what happens to the end of the story. I will tell you that, by the way. But in that moment, I could just tell this guy was distressed. He was frustrated. His wife was already getting a little antsy. They were already probably trying to figure out how are they going to get home, and they can't find this key fob. And if this key fob stays wet in the snow, it's going to be ruined. And that's not good for anybody. And it definitely doesn't help them get home. And it's starting to get really cold out, below freezing again. And so I just felt this tension. But at the same time, me, I was like, okay, this is great. This is wonderful. We're going to figure this out. There's going to be a brighter side. So I got my gloves out because, of course, when I'm cold walking my neighborhood, you know, doing my 5, 7, 10 miles a day. I haven't been doing that, by the way, this week. It's been too cold. But that's for another episode, too. And I got my gloves on and I was like, thank the Lord. I had my big Oompa Loompa jacket on. They had all my little extra things in here from up north that I don't take out. It's like my everything jacket. It's my Mary Poppins jacket. I have a Mary Poppins purse. Now I have a Mary Poppins jacket. If you don't know about the Mary Poppins purse, I'm sorry. That means you're just too young. I still love you though. So I've got this, you know, jacket and it's filled of everything. So I get my gloves on and I do literally 3 scoops in the snow. And there it is, the key fob. And I said, here you go. And the second time I actually dug in the snow, I saw something kind of flip up at me. And it caught my eye. And I was like, oh, wait, here you go. Oh my goodness, you would have thought I found a diamond ring or $5 million. He was so ecstatic. He gave me this huge hug. You see, I tell you the story because what's happening is most of the time we're looking for the junk that's fallen. And we go to pick it up, but we still can't find it because we're looking in all the wrong places. You see, God plants and gives us joy in everything, because it's not in our stuff. It's because it's in Him. Life doesn't have to be perfect because you've got God. That joy in the middle of a snowbank doesn't matter how far you have to dig. It's still there. Rest in His strength and consider it all joy. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.